Young man to his right. Rolls to his right, looking to pass. Lets this one fly and is caught at the 22-yard line near the far sideline. Brought down by Cooper Caulfield. And that pass was complete to number 23, Robbie Atwood, coming out of the backfield.
That 6-yard, 7-yard pass play, Clark, is going to be there all day for Vassar if they want it. USA heavily blocking the middle line of scrimmage. They're putting 1, 2, and sometimes at most 3 defensive backs out there. They're in a zone. And when Vassar, like they are right now, overloads one side of the field with 3 wide receivers, there's only 2 defensive backs staggered playing zone. They got to find the hole, sit in them, and let Humpert throw to them.
And they pass to the right to Morrison, and on the screen pass, and this one hit the turf before he brought it in. Incomplete, second down, 9 to go.
Yeah, poor pass there by Humpert.
Third down, excuse me.
He throws it in the dirt. Number 10, Lamont Morrison, was there to catch that quick pass and try to beat his defensive back one-on-one. If he could break a tackle, he could have got a first down, but isn't even given the chance as the ball one hops to him.
24-16, USA leading. Vassar facing a third down, 9 to go at their own 21-yard line. 3 wide to the left and 2 backs for USA. Rolling to his left, looking to pass, now going back to his right side. Nowhere to go, he runs it. He's going to be close to first down. He has it, and he runs out of bounds after about a 10-yard pickup, maybe even 11 according to the spot. He's out to the 38-yard line. First and 10 for Vassar. They convert on the first third down of the second half.
Excellent decision by Humpert. They roll out to the loaded side of the field, the 3 wide receivers, which would be to the left. He sees nothing that he likes. He reverses back to the right. A pump fake, slows down the linebacker just for a second and beats him to the corner, gets the first down, reset of downs now. Is that the first down for Vassar this game?
Second one, actually, in fact. And it's a pitch out to Hurdle to the left side, and he's brought down at the original line of scrimmage on a heads-up play from the strong side defense of USA. Number 20 brings him down, Colton Siebert on defensive end, using his lateral speed to bring him down for no gain.
Well, we know he has that, and he plays a very good defensive end. And if you're going to run the football, you have to block Colton Siebert. He is very athletic, side to side, makes good tackles. So if you're going to run at his side, you're going to have to put an extra body on him. In this case, Siebert makes a big play for no gain. Second 10 for Vassar.
3 wide to the far side, and now Lamont Morrison joins them. It's a pitch to Hurdle to the right side. He has his first man beat, and he gets across the 35-yard line out to the 37-yard line. Brought down by Colton Siebert again. It's a gain of 4 yards. Sets up a third down, 6 to go. First down marker is at the Vassar 43-yard line.
Yes, third and 6. Very, very easily handled by the Vassar offense. Running the ball a little bit, trying to lure in that Patriot defense, looking for a big strike. Expect Humpert to roll out a little bit, maybe throw the ball here on third down.
24-16, USA leads by 8. They're going with trips just outside.
Bunch formation right off the end position.
Humpert rolls to his right, looking to pass. Nothing there. Lets this one fly downfield. He has a man open to Morrison. He gets a foot in at the 25-yard line for a huge completion. On third down, move the chains into USA territory.
They have a big bunch of wide receivers, 4 of them exactly lined up at the tight end position. They're all bunched up, and all 4 of them, 1 sprints right out to the flats, and then each wide receiver fills in the gap about 5 yards deeper than the other receiver, and the last one is a deep flag route, a sideline route, and it's one-on-one with Aaron Sines. But Humpert sets his feet and delivers a perfect strike down the sideline where only his receiver could get it. Morrison brings it in, drags the feet. I think he got both feet in. I think that would have been a completion even in the pros, Clark.
A 32-yard completion to Lamont Morrison moves Vassar into USA territory on the edge of the red zone. It's a handoff to Hurdle, working his way off the B gap and nothing going there. And stopped to the original line of scrimmage by Colton Siebert. Man seems to be everywhere on this field currently. 9:18 left in the third, 24-16. Vassar still trailing by 8.
All 3 of the run plays on this drive, they've run right at him. I'm not sure if that's designed or not, but they go with the same formation as they do on the big pass play, Clark. This time the bunch is on the left. They run a draw, a run play to the right opposing them, and can't get through the line of scrimmage. The defensive line of USA still winning the battle. don't be surprised if Humpert and company go back to the passing game.
Second down, 10 to go. Humpert passing to his left. It is caught by number Robbie Atwood, number 23. He's all the way down to about the 12-yard line, and he's brought down by number 16, to be in fact. That's Ryan Kane for USA. Move the chains yet again, first and 10.
Yeah, Atwood gets the first down marker, turns around in a curl route, shows his number to the quarterback. What I've liked about Tyler Humpert, he is very accurate throwing the football, even on the run. He didn't even set his feet. A cannon for an arm, and puts it right on the money to Atwood.
Humpert passes to his right. It is complete, close to the first down marker,
Atwood
inside
again.
The 10-yard line. Complete to Atwood. He's inside the 5, all the way down to roughly the 2-yard line. It's going to be a new set of downs regardless. Brought down by number 45, Macklin Gettle, out of the secondary.
Yeah, and again, when they load that side of the field with three receivers, these receivers are learning how the zone works for USA, and these three receivers are finding the gaps and just breaking off their routes and turning around and showing their number, even waving their arms at time. Hey, Tyler Humpert, throw it to me, man. I'm open. That's what they do on that play. Again, three receivers to the left, two defensive backs in the area.
And a correction, Lamont Morrison's catch was 38 yards. Humpert on the dive, close to the end zone line. We have one, and he's in for the touchdown from the officials. Vassar strikes first in the second half. Tyler Humpert dives in on the keeper and makes it a two-point game once again, 24-22, with 8:01 left in the third quarter.
I'll say this all night again. Defensive backfield of USA is leaving a zone defense out there, so they're putting two defensive backs in the area of three wide receivers. If Vassar had any plan of throwing a screen pass, you're going to see it in the second half. You're going to see a wide receiver take one step back, a quick pass, and those other two receivers find them D-backs and block them. But in this case, a design quarterback draw to your go-to senior, Tyler Humpert. He dives into the end zone. Now, again, like you said, uncharacteristic of them, they're going to go for two to try and tie this game.
And they're going with that cluster formation outside the right end of number 51, Devin Perro. He's a 5'10", 300-pound lineman, guard. Three to the right. Humpert keeps it for himself. He's getting close to the end zone.
His
long body, and they're saying no good. So USA hangs on to a two-point lead, 24-22, with 8:01 left in the third quarter on the WLEW Sports Network.
When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville Sebring Area Schools. Straight A's mean more than a grade point average. USA schools offer an environment that nurtures and enriches students' lives, opens their minds to character and leadership experiences, and one that produces value-driven adults and active community members. USA has a strong core with early interventions. It's our mission. It's our promise. A USA school education offers straight A's that lead to a lifetime of skills in academics, athletics, arts, and activities. The arts enrich lives and enhance creativity in careers and personal life, and creates a more well-rounded student. October has been designated Principals Month for Michigan and nationally. USA schools would like to thank their principals for all they do, including elementary principal Mr. Craig Finnegar and 6th to 12th principal Mr. Josh Hahn. Find more information on USA schools. Go to their website, thinkusa.org, or call 989-883-2360.
USA leading by 2 points as Vassar gets first blood in the second half at the 8:01 mark. Marches down for an 80-yard drive covering 3 minutes and 59 seconds. Two-point conversion was no good. The first two-point conversion from either team that was not good on the night.
Makes it 24-22. They more than doubled their time of possession, though, in the first half on that drive.
And a high, beautiful kick from Vassar gets brought in at the 10-yard line by number 30, Ezra Arnold, who's reversing fields, and he's tripped up at the 21-yard line. An 11-yard return for Ezra Arnold, and the Patriots sets up a first down and 10 from their own 21-yard line, brought down by Max Utley.
Yeah, good special teams coverage there by Vassar. A missed tackle, though, gave Ezra Arnold the opportunity to get to the left side of the field. Couldn't quite do it. He was tripped up. And now 79 yards to Pater for the Patriots. We'll see if the Vulcan defense can make a stand here and get their offense the ball back, or will the Patriots continue to run the ball right at them?
7:55 left in the third. USA with the ball.